T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So call us at 404-741-0929.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
A radio.com station.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios. Looks like a beautiful day in Atlanta, and hopefully the weather stays nice for us here. And if you're in trying to avoid the weather in the Carolinas, welcome to our great city.
Welcome to Atlanta, where you can get you some King of Pops or something.
Yeah, well, you can get where you can get, if you're in from North Carolina or South Carolina, free tickets to the Braves this weekend.
Oh, that's going to be fun. And get one of those slaw dogs or whatever it was that Wendy gets so excited about, one of those sandwiches. At the Braves Stadium,
what is it?
We talked about so many different.
The go-to.
Oh no, it was the bacon wrapped potato. Spectator.
Yes. Yeah, the spectator.
Get the spectator.
Get you the spectator while you're here.
And if you do, please tweet me a photo of the deliciousness that is the spectator.
Have you been getting tweets from people sending you stuff?
I had someone just tweet me today saying they're going to try the cheesesteak or the goose ribeye thing that I tweeted out today at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday. I'm like, please tweet me a photo when you get it.
You know, I got to expand my repertoire at SunTrust Park. I have only had cheeseburger basket and then cheeseburger basket. I followed that with cheeseburger basket, cheeseburger basket, and cheeseburger basket.
That's an easy go-to. I haven't really eaten. Only thing that I've eaten at SunTrust was the roast beef. Was it the roast beef, that little tenderloin that they had? We were in the press box. I haven't really in the cotton candy. I always got to get some cotton candy when I go.
And there's Waffle House at SunTrust Park too.
Every time
you go, 8,000 people.
Waffle House on the bad list. Sorry, so it's on the bad list.
There's a lot going on this weekend. Again, free tickets for those of you going in. Nats of Braves tonight. It will be Kevin Gausman against Max Scherzer. Also coming up this weekend, Atlanta United finally back in action. We'll be watching that. They'll be in Colorado. Georgia State plays tonight, as mentioned on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7 there in Memphis this evening. Kennesaw State's at home against Alabama State. Also, free tickets to that game if you're a college football fan. KSU's got a great stadium. It's small. It's about 8,500 people, but it's beautiful. Fifth Third Park, and they've got a great program. Should be a fun game against the Hornets, right?
Alabama State Hornets, yeah.
Hey, got that one
Look
right.
Look at you, John, knowing about your HBCU.
Wow.
And what is Central State?
The Marauders.
What is Morehouse?
Come on now.
I don't even know the Panthers.
It took me a second.
I don't even know what Morehouse is. What is it?
Tigers.
Morehouse Tigers.
Was Clark the Panthers? Pardon me.
Clark Atlanta.
Yeah, the Panthers.
All those. Yeah. Hey, pardon Tigers. Me. I apologize to all you.
Oh no, it's not a problem. Because I was asking you because I didn't know. I just knew you did.
Right? Was it Morris Brown the Wolverines?
Yeah, well, Morris Brown, because Morris Brown's gone, right?
Yeah,
I mean. Does it even exist? I think does it exist
still
at all?
They're not accredited.
Oh, that's what it is. There's just a small school. They lost their accreditation. Yeah, for Morris Brown. Central State will be playing.
Where's the stadium?
Down there.
Morris Brown Stadium?
It's still there. It's right there. Like right
by
that turn.
Right by the post office on Sunset.
I
know.
Is it on the same street as the Walmart? Like, is it in that area?
It's right down the street.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Going to the game Saturday to represent.
And, of course, the big event in town, the Falcons and Panthers, 1 o'clock kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we want to know from you, we're asking you this morning, you know, kind of tell us what you think of the Falcons going into this game and who might be the guy that has to step up, Wendy.
Yeah, in addition to Matt Ryan, because we know he needs to step up his game and have a great game to beat the Panthers, who's the key player or players to get a W on Sunday? Is it Tevin Coleman, the offensive line, DeMonte Casey or Duke Riley, or the defensive line? 42% of people right now say the offensive line. Then it's 24% Casey and Riley, 21% the D-line, and 13% Tevin Coleman.
So, again, you could go to @929 The Game. We always encourage you when you vote to also weigh in and talk to us, because it's the one place that we really can interact with you is on that particular thread, the poll thread. You know, we'll go back and forth with you. Because of the nature of the show today, We are going to be booked up here, so we have moved our Pick 6 segment up into this hour of the show. We don't normally do it here, but we have a lot going on. Houston Nutt's going to join us at 8:20. At 9 o'clock, the voice of Carolina Panthers, McMixon. We're also going to have Carlos Bocanegra join us to talk about Atlanta United at 9:20. And so a lot going on in the program today. So as a result, we're going to move our Pick segment up a little bit into this hour and tell you who we think is going to win this week in not only the Pick 6 football games, but also a little bonus question. If you are a fight fan, at the end of all of this, we'll give you a thought about the big fight coming up. The Pick 6 here. Now, how do we stand, Wendy? Do you have any chance you have the standings?
I don't have the numbers, but I do know the standings by heart. It is you, John, and Arthur Trish that are tied at number one, followed by Daryl Ashurst. He's only a game behind. And then Hugh, and then myself, and bringing up the rear. Haven't been doing really good.
So here we go. You ready for all of this here? This will be kind of a fun. There are going to be two college games that we're going to pick. And normally we would like to do the local teams, Georgia and you know, whatnot. But, you know, come on.
No-brainer.
Yeah, right? And besides, we have so many great NFL games, so we're going to run with a lot of NFL games and only a couple of college games. First college game we want to go to is LSU and Auburn. Now, down on the plains this week, the Auburn Tigers and the LSU Tigers, the War Eagles and the Bayou Bengals. Here comes LSU in with their new quarterback. They had a pretty nice start to the season in Auburn. Boy, these two teams match up well. Jarrett Stidham's had a nice run here. Who is going to be the team? And one of the questions I have for Houston Nutt is going to be, who is that team that's going to challenge Alabama in the West? Will it be a Mississippi State? Will it be an A&M? Will it be the winner of this game, Hugh? LSU and Auburn matching up. Do you want to take a moment on it?
I'm thinking. And it's the Maroon Tigers, Morehouse Maroon Tigers.
Correct.
I was
colors. That I knew. Yeah, right. All that maroon there. Yeah.
No. Oh, so you're asking me first to pick?
I could go to somebody else.
LSU Auburn?
I could go to somebody else.
I got it. I got it. Because I like LSU's defense. I'm not going to do a synopsis. I'm just going to go with my heart and I'm going to pick LSU.
LSU in a bit of an upset down on the plains in Auburn. Daryl, LSU and Auburn. Boy, it's a tough one, I think.
Auburn?
All right, AT, Auburn and LSU. Now, I know you're an LSU guy. Can you give me a little bit more. Can LSU go in and win this game?
They can. Will they? I don't think so. I don't have this is Joe Burrow's. Even though they had a road game in Dallas, that was not an actual road game in the sense of you're at the visiting team's home field stadium. So because of that, while I think LSU's defense can handle their own against Jarrett Stidham, I'm not confident in Joe Burrow. So I'm going for the Tigers.
Which Tigers?
Auburn Tigers.
Just say Tigers and it's a win-win. No, I agree with Arthur Trish. I'm going Auburn in this game simply because LSU did not show me enough on offense with Joe Burrow.
I think this is going to be a very close, tight game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm really intrigued by it. War damn Eagle, and here's why. Because last year, I think what Auburn proved with Jarrett Stidham, Alabama went in there. What happened? Got beat. Georgia went in there. What happened?
No, it's a tough place to play. That's why I was up in there. But is it safe to say I'm the only one picked that? I'm the only one pick LSU.
You're on the lone island by yourself.
So you mean I have a chance to make some moves this weekend?
All right, Louisville.
All right, Kentucky.
Kentucky
2-0.
Kentucky
had me a little nervous that first game.
You are hanging on to Kentucky, man. You are.
I am.
Even though it wasn't a pick, it was not an official pick.
Yeah, you're picking Louisville, you're picking Kentucky. You're going to go like Western Kentucky at any point, Murray State. What gives with that?
Probably not, John.
Okay.
Are you making fun of me?
Ohio State at TCU. Now, this is the last game for the Urban Meyer-less Ohio State Buckeyes. They go on the road down to the Metroplex to face TCU. This TCU team, you may not know much about them, but they are – very good, okay?
They're always really fast, too. They're fast on both sides of the ball.
Their defense is pretty darn good, too. And Gary Patterson, their coach, can flat coach. This is a TCU team you may learn more and more about. Remember, you might remember a couple, 3 years ago, there was a lot of talk about TCU being in the national championship game and being in the playoff because they had such a good year. It's a great program. They are, in my estimation, Hugh, TCU is the best team in the entire state of Texas, okay? So you got Ohio State on the road at TCU,
and they got some cats that flat out fly. I'm picking Ohio State. I'm being a little bit of a homer in this situation. I think Ohio State has too much firepower. They got Nick Bosa over there. They got some young defenders. I'm picking Ohio State in this one.
Yeah, and boy, the Big Ten need this win. on the road because the Big Ten's been taking it on the chin in a few spots. Darryl, Ohio State, powerhouse goes down to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. TCU, by the way, in Fort Worth, to TCU. What do you think?
Ohio State.
AT, last game without Urban Meyer.
I can't even say the word. Begrudgingly, I'm picking Ohio State. I would prefer TCU.
Right. So Ohio State, is it going to be a Ohio State sweep?
Meh, Ohio State.
It is not going to be an Ohio State sweep.
Because he doesn't like Ohio State.
All right, I'm going to tell you why TCU is going to win this game.
Because, sure, John, tell us.
Because I hope that they do.
So you're, sure, making one,
sure,
of those,
John,
picks.
Sure, John, tell us.
I have one of those picks, John, too, coming up. It's okay. I've got one of those coming up.
Well, because my mom used to live right behind, my mom the priest used to live back in the day, right behind the TCU Stadium. If you know anything about TCU Stadium, Amy Carter Stadium, she lived right behind it next to the Pizza Hut on stilts. Now you know, if you know it, you know that I'm absolutely telling you the truth. The world's only Pizza Hut on stilts. You know what I'm talking about, okay?
Oh, I thought you meant the house was on stilts, so her house was
No, the Pizza Hut was on stilts. It was like you parked underneath it, you know, you drove underneath it and walked up the steps up to the Pizza Hut.
That would be weird.
I know, it was kind of strange. Weird,
yeah.
So I just because I'd probably be wrong. I just think, you know, I think this will be a wild game. And TCU is going to be, they're tough at home. And if they beat Ohio State, that's going to open up a lot of different doors in that college football playoff.
A lot of people feel like they got a shot. They got a shot. But I just think Ohio State's too deep. I think they're too deep.
Well, Ohio State's the better team. But just because they're the better team doesn't mean they're going
to
win.
No, the better team doesn't always win. That's a fact. That's definitely a fact.
All right, let's go to the NFL. We're doing our pick six right now. The Patriots at the Jaguars. All that smack talk of Jalen Ramsey. Pats and Jaguars rematch of the AFC Championship game down in Jacksonville, your favorite place down there in Duval County.
It's another shot that you're taking. I'm going to pick the Pats in this one. I'm going with the Pats.
Darryl, who you like? Patriots going down to Florida to play in this game.
I'm going with the Jaguars this week.
All right, Jaguars to take out the Patriots.
Praise God.
All right, and Arthur Trish, you say?
If Leonard Fournette was 100%, I would go with the Jaguars, but I can't do that right now. Patriots.
All right, Patriots on that one. What are you saying, Wendy?
Just because of the smack talking, I'm going Patriots.
There you get into, yeah, and I'm going to go Patriots too. And as much as I would like to pick the Jaguars in this game, I think when you, that smack talking is fun, it's great, but when you start smack talking the wrong people, the Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's of the world, it can bite you. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Vikings at Packers. Now, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers isn't hurt more than he says, but even hurt last week against the Bears, he led his team back to Bears from 20-0 to win the game. Kirk Cousins of the Vikings going to Lambeau Field. Who do you like in this game, Hugh?
I'm going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota goes into Green Bay and steals a win with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, because I think they dodged the bullet last week against Chicago, and I think this team is much better. I think the quarterback is much better, Minnesota. So I think they will take a L.
Darryl Ashurst, Minnesota goes into Green Bay.
I'm still sticking with Green Bay.
All right, there's one with Green Bay at home. They are really good at home. They're really good with Aaron Rodgers anywhere, AT, but – especially at Lambeau Field.
I don't think this will be a close one. Minnesota.
Don't think it'll be a close one.
Mm-mm.
You're going to go which way, Wendy? So far, Minnesota in the lead here.
I mean, after the Bears almost won in Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers defense kind of looked iffy, at least in that first half, I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah, and man, Hugh, I know what you're saying. Because I could see, you know, if you told me that Minnesota went in there and beat them up and Aaron Rodgers got hurt again, I could see that. I cannot presume that Aaron Rodgers is going to get hurt again. If he gets hurt again and DeShone Kizer has to come into the game, Minnesota's going to win. But I can't presume injuries. So, therefore, Aaron Rodgers, what I saw against the Bears, I'm going to go Packers.
But Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I mean, it's not that he's going to be playing hurt.
Right, but playing hurt he can do. There's a difference between hurt and injured, right, Hugh?
Yeah, definitely a difference between being hurt and injured.
Browns at Saints, Hugh, here's your team. 0-0-1 against Swamp People down in Stinky Town. Come on, do it.
I'm going to go pick the Browns.
Hey, there you go.
I ain't afraid of y'all.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm picking the Browns.
Darryl?
I'm going with Cleveland this week.
Oh, Darryl goes 2 with the Browns. What are you saying, Arthur?
The nation. The who that nation.
There is.
They're going to open up the victory fridges this week.
Say
in Cleveland.
The nation. There's only one nation, man. That's Raider Nation, buddy.
He's right.
Get that right.
Who
that
nation or who that?
No, it ain't who that nation.
Who that nation is barely who that parish. What are you talking about?
All right. Move on.
Browns at Saints, Wendy.
Well, I can't pick my NFC foe.
Right.
So, come on, Brownies. Let's get this dub. Are you sure? Let's open up these Bud Light fridges.
Are you sure you're just picking them because, like, you know?
No, because I said I'm not. I don't. I can't pick the Saints.
Okay. Because I mean, you did go to a Browns game last year. You did have some Browns.
Yeah. I mean, Wendy. Come on now.
Why do y'all have to bring up bad memories?
Come on, Wendy.
I mean, I picked the Falcons last week.
You did.
And I am.
It wasn't a bad memory when you were in it.
I would have been.
That's not necessarily true either.
That's what I heard. All right, everybody mark this down. I'm picking Sticky Town to win this game. And not only that, I think the Saints are going to annihilate them.
What's the name of that team, John?
The Swamp People, Sticky Town?
No, you said it right.
Yeah, they're going to win the game. They're going to win this game 42 to 10. I mean, they're going to just hammer them into oblivion.
That, John. You probably just jinxed it.
42 to 10. Panthers and Falcons, Hugh, who do you like?
Ooh.
Oh, come on, Rip.
Carolina.
Thank you. Thank you, because every time Hugh picks Atlanta, they lose. So
not every time.
No.
A lot of times they lose.
Every time I pick, I'm usually right with my picks.
That's great. All right, Daryl, who you picking?
Yeah. Panthers by four.
No, you're killing the ball club. AT, what?
Because of the offensive line with the Panthers, I can't roll with them.
Yeah, I can't either. Yeah, you know I'm picking the Falcons, and I assume you are too, right? Yeah, okay. All right, now we got one little bonus question. Triple G Canelo. Do you want me to go first? I'll go first. Unless that judge is there, Triple G in a knockout before the eighth round. Unless that judge is there who can't see a fight that Triple G won the first time. Triple G in a knockout. You?
Triple G.
Okay.
Triple G.
Yep. E.T.?
Make it four in a row.
Golovkin or Canelo?
Triple G is winning this one.
Triple G.
Knockout. Anybody else knockout? Anybody else knockout?
Oh, knockout.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to let no judge steal this one from him.
I know.
When we get back, Houston Nutt's going to join us. We're going to ask him about who that team is in the West that's going to challenge Alabama. Will it be LSU, Alabama, Mississippi State, A&M? Who will challenge Georgia in the East? And Hugh's got a question about Alabama that you might not have heard of yet. It's rather interesting. We'll talk to Houston Nutt next.
It's Friday.
And time to take a look back.
This is Falcons Friday.
Everybody got to lock in right now.
Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Little college football notebook out of Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, home of the Atlanta Falcons, getting ready for Sunday. And a lot of college football tonight for us. Georgia State, Memphis, 7 o'clock kick. From Memphis, Tennessee, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This segment sponsored by Dixie Vodka. It's football season. That means tailgating. And a true Southern tailgate isn't complete without Dixie Vodka. Visit DixieVodka.com. Dixie Vodka, made in America, raised in the South. We welcome into the program Houston Nutt, one of our favorites, to join us, CBS Sports Network, former head coach and all that, and knows a little bit about the SEC and the SEC West. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Coach, we got a question for you. Alabama's kicker, Austin Jones, was demoted this week for my man, Joseph Bulovas. Why can't Alabama seem to find a kicker? They can find all these positions for all these other positions on their team, but they can't find a kicker. Why can't they find a kicker?
Well, that's probably maybe the only position Coach Saban can't find. But, you know, again, he does such a good job of recruiting every position. He reloads. And it does seem like that. You know, I don't know. I think it's still early yet, though. We don't know. We don't know yet about this kicker. So we got to wait and see. But it is interesting. It seems like running backs, receivers, offensive line, D-line, no problem.
Yeah, I know. It's just an odd thing because Hugh and I were talking about this last night. Why in the world would you struggle so much? And we go back to, like, the kick six game, the Chris Davis kick six game, where you miss a couple of field goals, you missed a field goal, you know, and then you have the kick six, and then you miss a field goal in the championship game last year, and it's like there's no emphasis on going out. Why wouldn't you say, hey, listen, let's go get the best kicker in America, and they never do.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of teams, you know, kickers and punters, sometimes, you know, it's a little harder, seems like, because there's not that much emphasis, you know, put in. When you look at the recruiting services,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the last things you look at is a kicker and a punter. and really they're probably some of the most valuable people on the field, especially, too, don't forget about the deep snapper. There's another guy at a position that is, to me, very, very important.
Absolutely, you know, and then Alabama just there's not, of course, then again, in defense of Nick Saban and Alabama, Hugh, when you have five national titles in 9 years, he's probably going to look at you and go, oh, yeah, and?
Yeah, and plus you're putting, you're hanging 50 on every right. team every yeah. week, so yeah. it can't be really that big a deal.
CBS Sports Network analyst Houston Nutt, of course, a longtime college coach, coached a number of places, including Arkansas. You could at CBS Coach Nutt, that's where he's on Twitter. I got a question about the West, since we're talking about Alabama. We got LSU and Auburn this week. Kind of want you to break down that game for me. But as you look broadly at the West, Mississippi State, nice win on the road. Very nice, impressive win at K-State. Texas A&M hung it on. Clemson almost took the game here. Who's the team out of the West so far that you've seen first couple of weeks that you think is the biggest threat to Alabama?
Well, I'll say Auburn because you got to look at the defense. You look at that defensive front of Auburn. That front seven is, to me, I think, one of the best. I put them in the top three, four in the country. And if they stay healthy, they're going to always be in every game because of that defense. So I would say Auburn. But you mentioned a team, though, that I think is really impressive that's, to me, getting better, and that's Mississippi State. And, again, I'll go back to that defensive front. Man, they're quick. Montez Sweat, who led the league last year in sacks, he's back. He looks more confident. And his teammates seem like they're getting better. So I would go with Auburn first because of that front. You know, you look at Dontavius Russell. You look at Marlon Davis and Derrick Brown. Those guys have got some laps around the track. They got experience and they got a lot of confidence. And they can dominate. So I look for them to compete with Alabama. But that's a long way off. It starts this weekend now with LSU and Auburn.
And the SEC game of the week on CBS, Houston Nutt joining us. So we made our picks on this game. It kind of split on the team here on our show. Who do you like, LSU and Auburn?
Well, I like both these defenses. I think they're very good. But when you look at the whole picture, I just think Jarrett Stidham is going to have more chances. I think he's probably a little bit better on the quarterback, as far as the quarterback play. And I'm curious. The offensive line of Auburn is young. J.B. Grimes, the offensive line coach, is going to have to continue to bring these guys on. He's a very good coach. And then Tim Horton, the running back coach, will have to kind of use his running backs as a committee. And what I mean by that is Cam Martin, Whitlow, the young redshirt freshman, is really showing some toughness. I love how he runs. So I'm going to lean a little bit Auburn, but I think it's a fourth quarter game. I really just
Coach, you know, go to the east a little bit. Georgia, a lot of people feel like Georgia has a real weak schedule this year, and that their toughest game was last week against South Carolina, where we all saw how that played out. Who else on their schedule do you see that could potentially knock Georgia off and give them that one loss this season?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, the thing about this game is, you know, well. You know, sometimes the mindset is, okay, we're Georgia, we're rolling, the schedule looks real nice. All we got to do is just kind of roll our helmets out here and kind of go through the motions. And that's the Saturday that you better watch out. You know, nobody picked Kentucky to beat Florida. But look what happens. Kentucky, Snell is really the running back, is doing a good job. He's physical, he's tough. But here's the difference with Kentucky is they got a quarterback now that can move. Terry Wilson had over 100 yards rushing. And he threw the football with accuracy. So I think Kentucky is a team you got to keep your eye on. I mean, everybody kind of says, oh, hold on, Kentucky? Yeah, Kentucky is really improved. And, you know, with turnovers and the way, you know, the team, the mindset, if you get one or two turnovers, you play one quarter at a time, one play at a time, you know, anything can happen in this game. This ball doesn't bounce up and down. It bounces sideways. It bounces real funny. So Georgia, on paper, looks so good. I mean, they're quick, they're fast, they're athletic, and they should be fine. They should get to that championship game. But I just don't think you can just say, okay, we're just going to roll in there, because they still, you know, with Auburn, they got to play Auburn. Auburn is, to me, a team that continues to get better offensively. We know what they are on defense. Auburn's going to be a tough out. So I just think there's a couple games on that schedule, Hugh, that Georgia has to buckle up both chin straps. So,
hey, by the way, you picked Kentucky.
I was about to say, you knew I was about to say it, Coach, because you just led me to my next question. Can Kentucky be that dark horse in the East this year?
You know, they possibly could now. I mean, again, I just think, you know, they may be missing a few pieces, uh-huh. but there's something about, you know, when you start gaining confidence, you start believing, and that's when you start achieving now. And so they're getting turnovers. You got to watch out now.
And Terry Wilson at their quarterback, committed Oklahoma, decommitted, went to Nebraska, decommitted out of Nebraska, went to Oregon. You can see the teams that Kentucky, they would look at Terry Wilson.
Benny Snell's in the pre-draft.
You know, and now
too.
Terry Wilson considered, when he was coming out of high school in Oklahoma, one of the top two or three dual threat quarterbacks in the entire nation. So, yeah, they got a quarterback there. We're talking to Houston Nutt about college football as we get ready. We were also debating, you know, I'm the only one. Am I the only one that picked the Horny Toads? Am I the only one that picked TCU? I may have been. Everybody, I think I took Ohio State. But I think, you know, the Ohio State fans kind of know this last game without Urban Meyer, that you go down to Fort Worth, you know, and you go down to the Metroplex, and it can get squirrely on you in a hurry. And TCU's got a good team, Coach.
Well, they do. They do. I'm looking forward to watch this game. TCU, Sean Robinson, the quarterback, another athletic quarterback that's doing some good things. I love Turpin. I think he can make some things happen in special teams and get the ball to him on quick screens, reverses, and all that. Fun to watch. But the bottom line is Ohio State's they're just a little bit faster now, and they are moving. Nick Bosa coming off that edge. I think that's going to be a tough deal right there for four quarters. I think it'll be close for a while because it's in Texas. I get it. It could be possibly pretty much a home game for TCU. I get that. But Ohio State now, they're on automatic pilot, even without their head coach. Coach Day's doing a good job. And I tell you, Dwayne Haskins, guys, this guy really, he looks comfortable in that pocket. He's throwing the football very well. And I just think there's just too much speed on Ohio State side.
And this is why you say you got Joe Burrow playing quarterback now. Of course, at LSU, this is the decision that was made by Urban Meyer. Talking with Houston Nutt about college football as we get set for the big weekend ahead. And, you know, Clemson, I mean, should Clemson fans be worried at all about what happened last week? Was that a one-off from A&M? Did it expose Clemson's secondary? Tell Clemson fans, because I know we have a ton of them in our audience, about where they stand. Is there a reason for them to be concerned?
I don't think so. When you look at Clemson, what's so good about what happened last week? Dabo can go back in that film and say, "Hey, let's buckle it up a little bit. Let's get better. This isn't the best we can do." But you got to give Texas A&M credit. They came with a real attitude. Coach Fisher, Jimbo Fisher, had his team ready to go. They really fought hard. They had a chance to win the game. But again, I go back to Clemson's defense. I think they're outstanding. But they know this. They better come to play because they got a bullseye on their chest every single weekend. You better come to play. And so I don't think, Clemson fan, you're fine. You're good. Let's just go back to work.
No, speaking of that, Coach, you're talking about you got to come to play every single weekend. Who do you see that could potentially get upset this weekend? Because, you know, it's about that time when teams start to get, you know, somebody might roll in and catch somebody slipping. So who do you see getting upset this weekend?
You know what? I'm gonna go out west. I want you to keep an eye on Washington. I have such respect for a Washington Coach Peterson team, a really good team. They came when they played Auburn. You saw how good they were on defense. They're tough. Jake Browning's kind of been up and down a little bit. But Washington travels to Utah. And Utah, they got some players, some of them like you. They come in with they arrive with a bad attitude when they go find that ball. And they have a chance to knock that ball loose. I love the way they're physical on both sides of the ball. They're at home. I think it'll be a big-time environment. I think Utah possibly could get that one. And then another one I want to give you is, watch out now, guys. Vanderbilt's going to Notre Dame.
Oh, come on now.
Come on, Coach. For
real?
Watch
out, Coach. Watch out. Okay.
All right. Well, he's on record. He's at CBS. Coach Nutt, and he is CBS Sports Network. Again, LSU, Auburn, CBS Game of the Week. Thank you, Coach. Do appreciate
it. Hey, appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Saturday at 3 o'clock, Pizzeria Azuri. Tomorrow, 3, Pizzeria Azuri coming. Our official Atlanta United Colorado watch party, 3 o'clock, Pizzeria Azuri coming. We're going to be talking about the Falcons and what they've got coming up tonight, the big pep rally. One of our favorite people, Morgan Shaw Parker, going to join us. Talk about the pep rally next on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going through the last Falcons game on Falcons Friday.
What threw them on?
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh on a Falcons Friday from the Kia Studios. Falcons and Carolina Panthers. 1 o'clock kick, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our coverage begins with the Bud Light countdown to kickoff at 11 with Mike and Hugh, and then, of course, Wes, Dave, and John on the call. One of our favorite people whenever we go out to Flowery Branch to see is Morgan Shaw Parker. She is the Vice President of Brand Strategy for the Atlanta Falcons, which is a fancy way of saying big muckety muck. And she joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morgan, how you doing?
Is that what it is?
Hi, guys. I don't know about big muckety muck. We love having you guys out there.
It is going to be a fun night tonight at Atlantic Station, isn't it?
It is. We have an awesome event planned tonight, and we're really excited to have all of our Falcons fans come out and celebrate with us. The whole goal is to ignite the energy in Atlanta and provide a little more access to this team. So we're going to have fireworks, current players, former players, Ryan Cameron and Katie Bowe, and Mayor Bottoms. She's actually going to be out there and proclaiming Falcons Friday for every Friday during home games. So we're really excited about the energy.
So wait a minute, you're putting on this great shindig. How can you do this all for free? I mean, who's paying for this? I mean, I know somebody got to be paying for this. Who's fitting the bill for this free soiree?
Oh, well, you know what? It's our goal to bring Falcons fans out, give more opportunities to Falcons fans so that we can bring them together. We've got this event tonight. We've got more bar programs this year, restaurant programs. We've got more involvement in schools this year. So it's just one of the many things that we'll be doing throughout the season. So fans will see a lot more coming from us and opportunities to get involved.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, first thing, John, it was the $2 sodas, the all-you-can-drink sodas, and now they're doing this and being back in the community. This is a beautiful thing.
It really is a beautiful thing. Morgan Shaw Parker, Vice President of Brand Strategy. I'm sorry, Morgan, go ahead.
No, well, we want fans to come out. Come hungry. There'll be a DJ, lots of energy, cheerleaders, Freddie Falcons. So come out and have some fun, but get there early.
Yeah, do get there at Atlantic Station early. It starts at 7:30, but it'll be packed. And I know the Five Stripe fans, I only know this, Morgan, because my daughter is on the street team, you know, with the tents for the Five Stripes. They're going to be there, too. So there'll be a little bit of Five Stripe representation, repping the Five Stripes out there. But this is a Falcons party. And, you know, one of the nice things is, much fun with the cheerleaders and all the fanfare. You mentioned the fireworks, all the food, and everything else is going to be part of all this, is that it's for part of the good cause that you guys do.
Yes, we've got a lot going on. So there's a lot happening from a cause perspective. Mayor Bottoms will be making some announcements later on in the season about community partnerships that we're going to be doing later in the season as well.
Right. It is going to be a fun festive atmosphere. And these pep rallies, which, you know, when I was a kid as a fan of the Falcons, you would have said, pep rally? Well, pep rally for why? You know, I mean, and now it's gotten to be, as you started these, Morgan, I've seen these start to grow and grow and grow, and they become, like you said, you got to get there early because they become big.
They do. They really do. And it's really awesome to see the energy. You know, we've got room for thousands there. There's food trucks. Like I said, there's fireworks, partner activations. We've got our ATL cast that's going to be there. And if people don't know about the ATL cast, this is a 700-member-strong supporters network for the Atlanta Falcons. You can go to atlcast.org for more information, but they'll be there. We'll have drum lines, we'll have energy, we'll have music. So come figure out how to get involved with them. Their whole goal is to make Mercedes-Benz Stadium and this city the most intimidating place to come play. So that'll be really fun as well.
You know what, John? I'm looking at some of the membership, the benefits of being an ATL cast member. You get group travel to select away games. Mm-hmm. That means that you can travel as a group and get better rates on rooms and stuff. Am I right in saying that? You get better rates and stuff with that?
Absolutely. And the cast members gather at specific bars and restaurants in every away city as well. And so there's opportunities to get together and actually figure out where to go to be a Falcons fan to cheer on the team if you're not in the stadium. So there's a lot of opportunity to get involved in the cast, and they're just growing. So they have a specific tailgate area outside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to be doing the first bird walk into the stadium, so a processional into the stadium as well. And this is a group that is just formed on their own, and we've really adopted them and really opening up to all Falcons fans to get involved. So they're just one of the supporters networks that we have out there. So you can go to AtlantaFalcons.com and learn a little bit more about that so that you can get involved too.
Right, exactly. Building a supporters network, much the same way as you would have like Terminus Legion, Footy Mob, you know, Resurgence, you know, and all the groups that are part of Atlanta United. We're talking to Morgan Shaw Parker. Now, Morgan, not only do you have – think about how cool this home opening weekend is. We have 7:30 tonight, Atlantic Station, free, and get there early for the big Falcons pep rally. And then we have the opening of the Home Depot backyard on Sunday.
I was about to ask that. Good job. Good way to ask that question. Yeah, the Home Depot backyard is opening too, right? Yeah.
Yes, Home Depot backyard is open. We've been working on it for a long time. That space is absolutely gorgeous, and it's going to be so much fun. 365-day activations for everyone in the community. So I'm really excited to see what kind of energy that brings as well.
Right. Open every day, right? I mean, not closed.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. So beautiful green space. Literally, I drive by it every day on the way to work, and something different has popped up, and they've got something different installed. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it is. It's open to the public. We'll have farmers markets. We'll have concerts. We'll have pickup games. You name it. So it's going to be amazing.
So Morgan, what do you think? When do you think they're going to start going out there to tailgate for Sunday's game? I'm going to say they'll probably be out there Saturday. Some people are going to probably be out there Saturday. If it's opened up already, there are going to be some people that are going to probably be out there Saturday trying to get a good spot.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a lot of space to do it now, and so it's going to be really fun. I think people will be there Saturday morning. I'll be there early.
Morgan, we do appreciate, again, the Falcons kickoff rally, the pep rally, the kickoff rally sponsored by SunTrust, 7:30 tonight at Atlantic Station. It is free, but as you say, Morgan, get there early because you expect large crowds for this event.
We do. It's going to be awesome. Come join us.
Thanks, Morgan. Do appreciate it.
That does sound fun.
Morgan Shaw Parker, the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun.
That sounds fun on a Saturday night. You know, Falcons coming home this weekend. You get that Falcons love, rise up. But this other thing that sounds really cool, John, that cast, ATL cast thing, because I had some friends of mine from Atlanta that called when they were in Philadelphia and they were trying to figure out where Falcons fans were hanging out. As a matter of fact, there were some Falcons fans that stayed in the hotel that we stayed in. So, yeah, this would be cool, like on road games, that you can all hang out and get together and, you know, not feel so alone when you're out there in the hostile environments of other stadiums.
Yeah, and as mentioned, you could go to AtlantaFalcons.com, get more. You can also go to ATLCast, C-A-S-T, ATLCast.org, and check out the official fan club of the Atlanta Falcons. So, I mean, it's just a supporters group, and I really like the fact that, you know, soccer did such a great job. And one of the great reasons for the success, I believe, of course, it doesn't hurt that they've been so great on the field, of Atlanta United in terms of, you know, attendance and setting the records has been the importance of those supporters groups, those big four supporter groups that we talked about who have been so, you know, the Faction, Resurgence, Footy Mob, and, of course, Terminus Legion, all four of them, and they have been, you know, with the TIFOs and the flags and the this and the that.
They kick it, man, and man, it just makes for a great time. I'm not saying, like, it's already great at the Atlanta Falcons tailgate. There's no question about that.
And then the Hawks have that group too, right? You know, the group that sits up in the corner that makes all the noise, right?
Yeah, they do. I can't think of the name of them right now.
It slips my mind. Darn it. They're going to kill me, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It'll be okay, John. Freak you.
It'll be all right, John. We still have another hour. We'll get it.
Twin Peaks, Buckhead, 2-7 today. Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. No better way to start your weekend. With that Hey Man Ale, 2-7 Twin Peaks in Buckhead for Dukes and Bell. The Six Man Club. Thank you.
Good take us a look at shout out to AT for getting that info in a timely fashion.
Dave Archer talked to Matt Ryan. We have that. Plus Mick Mixon, the play-by-play voice of the Carolina Panthers, live. It's all next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.